Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US equity markets settled little changed as traders digested the latest US-China trade relations headlines and softer than expected Chinese economic data. The Dow was up 7 points, broader S&P 500 dipped 0.1%, NASDAQ slipped 0.2%. Apple Inc. rose 1.2%, buoyed by an upgrade from investment bank Morgan Stanley, who cited early signs of iPhone stabilisation in China. Elsewhere, Bloomberg News reported that a meeting between President Trump and President Xi Jinping to sign an agreement ending trade tensions between the US and China was more likely to take place in April at the earliest, instead of this month. In US corporate earnings, Oracle Corp rose approximately 1% in extended trading after the software major topped Wall Street estimates with their fiscal third quarter numbers. In US economic data, new home sales declined almost 7% to a 607,000 annual rate in January. However, both December and November's figures were upwardly revised. Industrial production data for February, the Michigan Consumer Sentiment Survey for March, and the latest job and labour turnover survey for January are all slated for release tonight, Australian time. Europe's main markets were higher, Germany's DAX edging 0.1% higher, France's CAC up 0.8%. Eurozone CPI data is due out tonight. London's FTSE was up 0.4%, heavyweight banks Royal Bank of Scotland and Lloyds Banking Group both adding over 2%. However, mining stocks capped broader gains, with BHP Billiton and Rio Tinto down over 1%. Pound sterling pulled back from a nine-month high seen in the previous session as the UK Parliament voted to extend a 29th of March Brexit deadline to the 30th of June, an outcome that was widely anticipated by markets and a move that of course would require the unanimous approval of the European Union's 27 other governments. Base metals were mostly weaker, copper down 1.3% to just shy of $2.90 a pound. Elsewhere, nickel fell 2.2%, zinc down 0.7%, aluminium inched 0.1% higher. A brace of Chinese data was released yesterday, with industrial output rising 5.3% in the January to February period from a year earlier, slowing from a 5.7% year-on-year increase in December and undershooting consensus expectations for a 5.5% rise. Elsewhere, fixed asset investment rose 6.1% over the two-month period from a year ago, retail sales climbing 8.2% in the first 2 months from a year earlier. Spot iron ore jumped $2.48 to $87.26 a metric ton. Gains in the lower grade contracts were more modest, 58% fines rising 0.6% to $69.37 a metric ton. Gold futures retreated $14.20 or 1.1% to $1,295.10 an ounce after settling at its best level since the 28th of February in the previous session. Major oil contracts were mixed, WTI adding 35 cents to $58.61 a barrel, advancing for a fourth straight session. However, Brent eased 32 cents to $67.23 a barrel, pulling back from a four-month high. US 10-year Treasury yields rose 1.6 basis points to 2.63%. Aussie dollar buying around 70.62 US cents this morning, ahead of a relatively light economic calendar. Bank of Japan hold their March monetary policy meeting, while China home price data is also due for release.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.